Fred!
Daddy!
He loves me. Listen to him.
Daddy, daddy! Daddy, 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 daddy. Not the mama.
Sensible, adjective, having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
I'm not a classy guy.
Come on, two words, nipple belt.
You look like peaches and syrup.
I think Amber would look good scalped.
Not sensible.
Sensible people.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. What is up, Sensible Nation? How you guys doing?
What's up, sensible fuckers?
Hey, everyone.
We got Tay Tonka Wagner on the mic with Raw Dog at my side and the lovely producer and co-host Amber as well.
Lovely?
Lovely.
I don't know about that.
I am lovely.
You guys, you know, I mentioned last week a story about the grocery store, about that dog in the cart. Remember that? So I've come to find...
In the carriage?
Yeah, in the fucking carriage.
I don't know if I walk a carriage in the grocery store.
The fucking... I'm coming to find that the grocery store may be the epicenter of all morons. I'm in the grocery store again earlier this week, and another moron incident occurs. And let me tell you, this Russian broad, she's in line in front of me, and she's going to buy groceries, but along with that, she's trying to buy one of these Visa gift cards, right?
Yeah.
So she goes to buy the gift card, and the guy goes, "Ma'am, those are only debit card or cash only, right?"
To pay for it.
To pay for it. And she goes, okay, can I use MasterCard? And he's like, "No, ma'am, debit card or cash only." And she goes, "What about Visa?" And the guy starts obviously getting frustrated. And mm-hmm. She's kind of holding up the line because this was after all her groceries had been run up. So he's like, "No, debit or cash only. That's our policy." Because she starts asking, like, "What? Why?"
Yeah.
"That's our store's policy. Simple as that."
Policies.
Right. And he goes, then she goes, "What about check?"
Who uses a check?
Yeah. "Ma'am, debit or cash only? What don't you get?" So then after all this, she kind of hesitates a little longer and she goes, "Well, I have debit." And he's like, "Oh, great." And she goes, "But I don't remember PIN."
"Then why do you have the card?"
"So you're going to need the PIN, ma'am." So at the end of this, she ends up not getting the fucking card because she simply couldn't pay for it. But what is wrong with these people? Well, where do they come from?
I have a debit.
Russia,
my debit card's a MasterCard.
Mine is too. But if she doesn't have the PIN for the debit,
but she needs
like,
the
portion.
Yeah, she needs the PIN.
Yeah, but... No, I was just thinking before when she was first listing off.
The like, MasterCard?
Yeah, MasterCard.
Well, she was
Visa.
Referring to like a credit card. She was holding up a credit card that was a MasterCard. And he simply said, no credit cards. And then she asked for a fucking Visa.
Well, was it a language barrier?
No, there was no language barrier.
Sounds like it with your accent.
I don't know. And then these people, I kind of peg Ryan to be one of these people. Do you put the fucking grocery cart back in the rack in the parking lot? Or do you just leave it rolling around like an idiot?
Okay, I'm not a complete savage. Okay. I put it back in the fucking racks or whatever you want to call it.
Your statement about you not being a complete savage is questionable. But if you do put it back, I applaud you. Because the people that don't piss me off
so much.
The
it's
fucking
terrible.
Carts are just rolling around hitting cars. The day was windy when I was there the other day. And there must have been like 15 carts just flowing through the aisles.
The day was windy. There was a lot of clouds. Very gloomy in the sky with a brisk wind.
Oh, man.
And they have a lot of return stations now, too. Like, you don't have to walk that far.
You really
don't.
Half the time, there's a degenerate out there bringing the carts back in, and you can just throw it into his little line of carts that he's pulling.
I've never shopped here, but from what I've heard, what you guys told me, Aldi's, you have to...
You have to pay for
your cart.
Do you
return it and you get your quarter back or something?
Yeah, I don't really shop at Aldi's either, but I think you have to pay a quarter for the cart, and then you get it back when you bring it back.
I have one issue. Who the fuck's going to care about a quarter?
I know.
If you do a $50 deposit, I'd return the cart.
I mean,
but for a quarter?
Aldi's is all about like saving money. So I think if you are shopping there, you probably do care about your quarter.
Gord, Aldi's sucks.
I don't know. So Sensible Nation, when you're out there at the grocery store later this week or later this month, please just do a little observation. You know, see what kind of morons are roaming around your aisles and let us know.
Yeah, and after you talked about Tutu last episode. I've never seen a dog in the grocery store, and I saw one right after that.
Well, maybe you have, and then you just were more aware because I notified you.
Yeah, so you guys have probably seen that picture that we posted on Instagram of the tutu that I saw. So
what?
Do you know what I want to do? Because I agree, there are a ton of morons at the grocery store and in public and in general. I don't know if you guys remember in the first Back to the Future, the woman, like, he's sitting on the bench. It's in the very beginning of the movie, and it's the woman that says, "Save the clock tower," and she rings the bell in his face. Do you remember that?
No,
because at the end of the movie, he's got to know when the lightning hits the clock tower.
Oh, yeah.
So he's got to race his car through. I want to bring a cowbell in the grocery store, and if I see a moron, I want to ring it in their face and just say, "Moron!
What's the movie? Is it with Dana Carvey? Or what's its name?
Dana Carvey from Wayne's World.
Yeah, and it's like, "Moron, you're a moron."
What is that from?
Is it what is that movie? It's like where they all dress up as goofy superheroes, I think.
Like in 2000s?
It was the early 2000s.
Are you talking about like there was like a huge cast?
Yeah.
Like famous cast?
I think so. Was Ben Stiller in it?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm thinking, but I can't think of the name. I want to say Galaxy Quest, but I know it's not.
No, I'll look it up while we're talking. But anyways, that's one of my favorite lines. "Moron, you're a moron!" Something along those lines. Well, we are not the mama, Ryan, but Miss Amber is soon to be the mama. So, number one, you know, she's going on maternity leave soon, and you and I have a couple nicknames that we've acquired, right? You are Mr. Raw Dog. Yeah. I, as of a couple episodes ago, seem to be coined as Tatonka.
Tatonka.
We'll see if that one sticks. But
you should get his haircut too. That's your next step. You gotta get the plateau hair.
Right. So we don't have a nickname for Miss Amber, but I think we need a nickname for Miss Amber.
Yeah.
So Ryan and I had a couple brainstorming sessions.
Oh, great.
Spent about
okay.
3 or 4 hours. And one of these names just happened to stick. And you can, of course, let us know if you like it or not, but it's probably going to stick regardless whether you like it or not. So we have Raw Dog on mic number one. We've got Mr. Tatonka on mic number two. And then we thought Hatchet Wound on number three.
The Hatchet Wound.
You brought that up the other day, and I had no idea what you were talking about. I didn't understand it. I still kind of don't, I guess.
With this brainstorming session of nicknames, it was so funny because I was hoping that she wouldn't even know what it meant. But the other day, I forget how it came up, I explained to her what a hatchet wound was because I thought it's so funny. The name, the Hatchet Wound.
I'd never
heard
of
this. So explain
to
Sensible Nation, because many of our fans may not.
Yeah, I mean, a hatchet wound is just your old-fashioned nickname for a pussy, a vagina, a beef curtain.
It's my favorite.
It is. Because, I mean, just think, if you're chopping wood, one slice into that wood from your hatchet, you know, it gives a nice little split. Like, I like to think of it, it looks like a nicely split baked potato. It's the same look, like that line, and you open it up.
Well, I think this it came about, too, because we were talking about Tatonka as my name, or brainstorming a name for Amber, and then you mentioned, you're like, as Tatonka, you should just have a fucking hatchet on set all the time.
Yeah, I know.
And I was like, yeah. What about Hatchet Wound for Amber?
So
do you like it?
No, I don't like it.
But her middle name, did we tell her what her middle name? It still stays the same. So
what was
so
the middle
our
name?
Our lovely, of course, producer Amber's full name is the Hatchet Wound Stands with Fists McBee. That's her birth certificate.
Perfect. Just perfect. So run it by the fam first and let us know what they think. But in all seriousness, we do have a gift for you because you are leaving on maternity leave soon. And, you know, you had your baby shower very recently. So we didn't happen to attend that, but we do want to give you something. So it's a very special gift from yours truly, Raw Dog and Tatonka.
You know what?
So nervous.
Look how nervous she looks after we just gave her nickname. Look how nervous she looks to open up this gift.
So it's in a little pink gift bag. It's very nicely wrapped by yours truly. So we're going to hand this off to Amber and let you know what her
reaction
is.
Why is it shaking like an Elon Musk rocket ship?
No cheating. You can't look inside.
It's going to be like one of Jackson's diapers. I can already tell.
No, I promise it's not.
I'm
no
scared
looking.
To put my hand
it's something.
In here.
Hey, hold on. Before you go in, it's something that you've wanted I'll just say wanted to do.
It's a very desirable gift.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a cruise to Cancun.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It's one copy of Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah, I'm gonna have lots of time to watch this.
All right. So now, as we told you, she's got Freddy Got Fingered. Ryan, get the eye clamps and let's hold her down.
Get to make her watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So her eyes open.
Clockwork orange time. We're going to keep those eyes open and she's going to watch it on air for
us. Just make sure you watch it before baby Flo comes because you're not going to want to
watch it with her.
I mean, maybe as an infant.
I'll have to report back on what I think.
All right. Actually, maybe you should watch it after you have the baby because you're probably going to want to have some drinks while you watch it. So, with this little baby shower and baby talk, I just wanted to play a couple clips for our sensible nation here. Taylor, you kind of, when we worked together, we saw some of these videos. And to this day, it still blows my mind. And it has to do in the realm of kids and toddlers or young kids working with them and playing with them. And there's obviously, you can find a lot of kid videos on YouTube and how weird they are, but some of the weirdest videos that I've seen, I wanted to play. So this guy is Yogi Okie Dokie, and you opened my eyes to this guy.
He's a legend.
I think he's a complete rapist, and he just, so he's, I mean, what would you, he's doing like, he's like doing yoga. Kids yoga with farm animals, and it's set on a farm, but very questionable positions
and comments
and placements by this guy. And we're just going to play, you know, some clips. You guys can listen, but feel free. Google Yogi Okie Dokie yoga farm kids, and you'll be able to see what we're talking about.
This is my farm.
Go doodly doodly do walk.
Nice pose, Rasta.
First of all, so Yogi Okie Dokie's here in the video with a tight-ass shirt on and jeans with no shoes or socks.
Yogi Okie Dokie is my name. A healthy mind and body is my game.
You can never trust somebody who is barefoot with no fucking shoes. Don't ever talk to somebody like that. And who works out in jeans?
I know. Who does yoga in jeans?
The chafage would be so awful.
And the kids are in like spandex suits.
They are.
But like, so throughout this whole video, as Amber mentioned, he's like putting these kids in weird yoga positions and he's like helping them doing like partner stretches, but it's very uncomfortable. Right now, he's like bent completely over with his head underneath his asshole.
Right in the little girl's face.
Taylor, you were saying, we don't know for sure, but this guy has got to be in fucking jail right now, right?
Oh, yeah. Quite the accusation, but...
Here's the cow. One of our best lines right here. I think it's coming.
Vegetable.
And that's a little Yogi Okie Dokie. I think if he's in jail, first of all, somebody probably bit his dick off because he shouldn't be using it anymore because it's very questionable.
Yeah, it is a little cringeworthy. But certainly if he did get, questioned about anything or had to go to court for anything child molestation related, that would be an admissible video, would think.
These are all allegations. Nothing's been proven. We got to state that.
Hatchet, wouldn't you say...
I'm not accepting this.
Hatchet, wouldn't you say that Yogi Okie Dokie is a stunning resemblance of Tatanka?
Yeah, kind of close.
They have the same body shape. He's wearing the same shirt that he wore in the video.
Oh, Lord.
So now brings me, I wouldn't say this is creepy, but just it's your famous, I don't know, you guys might have seen it on memes, but it's the Windmill Kids. Got a lot of popularity, went viral. But the memes was like, when a new employee comes to work, this is what it sounds like.
Back, but of course, why don't we meet our pink windmill kids?
Hi, my name's Katrina.
And my name is Hugh.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Joan to you.
Joan looks like the biggest fucking pussy I've ever seen.
Hello, my name is Hatchet.
I'm Debbie.
And I'm Tay Tonka to you. We're gonna, Sensible Nation, we're gonna recreate this video and put it on our social channels. And by the way, they're all wearing the classic sweatpants where there's elastic on the bottom and the waist in very colorful forms. Amber, do you remember, Taylor wasn't working with us anymore, but we had a new employee named Gord, and his first day we played this video for him. So yeah, he sits down at his desk and we play this video for him because we thought it was so funny, and he watches the video and he looked so confused.
I know, we were laughing for like a half hour. He just like gives us a blank stare.
But you know what? Now he understands after he worked with us for a while. He got the humor.
And we had a debate going on for probably like 3 weeks of what Joe's name was, because I thought it was John.
Well, in the actual clip.
Yeah, in the clip.
Because we were trying to look at his shirt.
Well, but it's so blurry.
He talks with a little like,
my name is Joan.
And my name is Ja to you. And it's like, what is it? Joan? Joe? Ja?
Ja Rule?
And my name is Ja to you.
All right. Well, thank you for those clips, Raw Dog. It's funny. But we encourage you guys to check those out. We'll post them on our Facebook and Twitter and try to get you guys to watch them. But they're very funny. Amber, it's your baby shower. Or your baby shower was last weekend, correct?
Yeah, it was a couple weekends ago.
So one thing that I guess becoming a mother entails is becoming a MILF.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So I guess in porn, you pretty much go from a teen from when you're like 18 to 26, and then you're just a MILF instantly. Yeah, there's no in between.
In porn, once you're 27, you're a MILF.
You're a MILF, whether you have a kid or not, right?
Yeah.
So Amber is younger than 27, but and she's going instantly from a teen to a MILF on air. So we have a MILF now.
She's not in porn in the show.
She's making a jump.
She's making the leap.
Yeah, she's climbing the ladder.
She's like Lisa Ann.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're leaving us soon. I'm kind of worried Ryan's just going to be sitting here singing Sugar How You Got So Fly to me over the next three episodes or so.
Sugar I would How You listen. Got So Fly.
Well, you're missing.
Sugar, sugar.
That's all he's got in his repertoire. Your baby shower was last weekend. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that? Recap your baby shower for us, and then we've got a little game we're going to play.
Yeah, so we had this planned for months. My aunt did a very nice job. It was beautiful. But then it was in the middle of Wisconsin, in Wausau, Wisconsin. That's where my hometown is from. And we got the most massive snowstorm that we got the entire year. In the course of 48 hours, there was over 24 inches of snow. Holy so that shit. Was fantastic.
So to put it in perspective, Sensible Nation, 24 inches is 5 inches longer than the guy with the biggest dick in the world.
He could have dipped it right in that snow.
So he would have hit bottom. Just put it that way.
My favorite parts of the baby shower, though, were the comments that the older generations made, such as my mom and my grandparents. So three of my favorite ones were my aunt had people go around and introduce themselves, like who they are and how they knew me. And she started at the corner of the room where a lot of my friends from high school were.
What's the aunt's name?
My aunt Kelly Bev. And my aunt Kay.
Do you have an aunt Bev?
I have a Grandma Bev.
Grandma Bev.
Yeah.
So what was the Aunt Kay you said?
Kelly was the one who told Kelly, people to so introduce like, themselves.
Hey, I'm Kelly.
Yeah.
And I'm Kelly to you.
So everyone was going around saying, I know Amber from high school. Then, you know, just a little bit about when we met. And then it gets to my grandpa and totally like deadpan. He goes, hi, my name's Bud and I knew Amber from high school. And he just lets it move on.
Did your grandma or grandpa, like, at the baby shower, do they want you to practice changing diapers? Like, did you have to change them?
No. No.
I was your grandpa, I would have sat and ate 10 cupcakes, shit my pants, and made you or Adam try to change it.
If I was your grandpa, I would have been
a good
like,
game.
I would have been like, it's a girl, so she didn't do it doggy.
Yeah, did anybody ask?
No, nobody asked. Just you, Ryan.
Your mom wasn't curious?
No, but my mom. So I'm wearing today a shirt, which you'll probably see on some of our Instagram posts, that says Baby Knowles with a little arrow pointing to my bump, which my mother-in-law got me. And when I opened it up, my mom was like, oh, Pam, did you get that custom made? And my sister looks at her and she's like, no, she just found it in Walmart. Like, there's just going to be aisles of like people's baby names already pre-made.
Maybe.
You should have just looked at her. That was not sensible.
But my absolute favorite comment was, so now, you know, back in the day, the stuffed animals that they had made were just basically teddy bears, maybe some like bunnies.
Yeah, I do know those.
But now it's like the weirdest animals. Like that's what's in like the unicorns and stuff. And so we opened up a present for my mother-in-law, and it was a sloth stuffed animal, and we pull it out, and my grandma just looks at me and goes, "You're sure getting some weird animals."
But I like that, though. It's getting a little more interesting.
Yeah.
Stuffed chupacabra. Yeah.
But the sloth went along with a little book, because we did one of the annoying things where we're like, in the invitation, we're like, bring a book and not a card, because we wanted more presents, obviously, and we're just going to throw the cards away. So we got a bunch of baby books, and when we got home, we were looking through them, and some of them were interesting.
I need to interrupt this story right now. Hold on. The movie is Master of Disguise. I forgot to tell you. I looked it up.
No, I'm glad. Thank you.
Dana Carvey, Master of Disguise.
Okay. I'm sure everyone was really itching to know that.
Back to your very important story.
So we were looking at these baby books, and we're like, these are some weird books, which got me to thinking, like, you know, they have to make books for kids on weird topics because they're trying to teach them about things. Like, I think everyone knows
past the stuffed animal part?
Yeah.
Oh. Because I just wanted to tell you.
They don't listen.
I don't listen. I have my worst subject is reading comprehension growing up, but Jackson has a whore stuffed animal, but it's called the stud service.
A whore stuffed animal?
Yeah.
A whore.
It comes with a little sheath that you stick the stuffed animal horse's dick in.
I heard a whore.
It's called a stud service stuffed animal.
I thought it was like Tammy Lynn or something.
So he learns how to, you know.
Got it.
Yeah, you can tell you're from...
You'll see in Freddy Got Fingered.
Well, my whole point of this is that we're going to be playing a game for you called Is This a Real Kids Book or Not? Where I'm going to read a title and a short description of a book, and these two have to guess if it's a real book or if it's not a real book.
And we're playing for points or no?
Yes, for points.
For money.
Oh, boy, we haven't played in a while.
No, you know what? Let's play for drinks.
Get your
chips. What are you doing after we record? Let's play for drinks at a bar. Establishment.
An establishment. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Tatanka.
Okay.
Tatanka-like.
Are we ready?
Ready.
Okay, book number one is called Mommy Peed in the Grocery Store. This hilarious book explores what it's like for mommy to go into labor from a child's perspective.
I'd let mommy piss right on my face.
Like you like that, huh?
Yeah, golden shower.
You like I mean, yeah.
She sounds hot. Thing. I know it was a short description, but she sounds hot.
Okay. I know some golden shower
Can you
fans.
Repeat it one more time?
Mommy Peed in the Grocery Store. This hilarious book explores what it's like for mommy to go into labor from a child's perspective.
So what I'm thinking is she had the baby. It's hard to hold your bladder, so she just leaked a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure it's a scary experience for kids when their mom goes
into labor.
I'm more
into a spray.
I'm going to go, that is a real book.
God. One more time, the title.
Come on, the shot
clock's winding. Mommy Peed in the Grocery Store.
Not a real book.
And it is not a real book.
What the fuck?
Point to Ryan.
Maybe if Mama discharged in the grocery store, I'd believe it.
Okay, on to number two. This is called Dick Dick, What Did You Lick? A book about a curious wiener dog who won't stop exploring and licking every area of his house.
What does that have to do with children?
It's just a book that you read to children.
What did you lick?
Oh, you read it to children.
Yeah, it's a children's book.
No, nobody's reading that to children. Dick Dick, What Did You Lick?
It's real.
It is real.
Oh, you fucking
2-0.
Do you have that book?
No, I don't, but I'd read it. It's the only book I can comprehend is kids' books. I find myself rereading books or rereading pages when I read to Jackson.
Because you're not
listening. Because I go through four pages and I'm like, wait, what is the story? And there's only six words on the page.
That's why I had to reread that title four times.
Yeah.
No shit.
Okay, book.
Hold on. Fucking minus point.
Is he not salty already? Because he's down 2-0. I can tell.
There's still more left. You can come
he's
back.
He's clicking his pen very quickly over there.
Okay, book number three. Harpo's Horrible Secret. When Harpo's great-grandfather, who has Alzheimer's, comes to live with him and his family, Harpo fears that he himself has the disease because he shares his relative's tendency to make things up.
Well, first of all, it sounds like Harpo has a problem with whacking it a little too much. I think that's his disease.
The grandfather or the kid?
I don't know. Reread it. Harpo. Who's Harpo? The grandpa or the kid?
No, Harpo's the kid.
Who's the grandpa?
It doesn't have his name. All right. He just says Alzheimer's.
Well, first of all, what the fuck kind of name is Harpo? I think
Marx.
I think from that group, a better name is Briandon. I think. No, for real, though. Reread it one more time.
Harpo's horrible secret. When Harpo's great-grandfather, who has Alzheimer's, comes to live with him and his family, Harpo fears that he himself has the disease because he shares his relative's tendency to make things up.
You go first.
Well, first of all, is he like a warg from Game of Thrones, like Brandon Stark, where he feels everything from his great-grandpa? I don't think it's a book, because I don't think they make books about great-grandparents.
I don't think so either. I think, especially because she said Alzheimer's instead of Alzheimer's.
I don't know how to pronounce it. Well, you're both incorrect because it's a real book. And I'm going to post the cover of this one on Instagram because the cover of the book is what makes it look ultra creepy because it's like the great, it's like the okie dokie guy. The great grandfather's like standing behind the little boy with his like hands in front of him. It looks really
bad. The wound tricked us.
The wound.
Okay, book number four. I think that Ryan probably owns this one. And it is called Don't Touch the Thermostat. Teach your little one about responsibility early on with Don't Touch the Thermostat, a book that helps parents explain the value of money and the importance of budgeting using easy-to-understand examples.
I'm going yes, that's a true book.
Don't touch the fucking closet. Don't touch the fridge. Don't touch the thermostat. And watch your heavy pour on the milk.
There you go. The good examples. Yes. They're probably in the book because you've probably read it.
That's one of your classes in the Sensible School of People, yes. Right? School of Etiquette.
But it was called Don't Touch the Thermostat.
Yep.
Not a book.
Ryan is correct. That is not a book.
This is infuriating.
What's the score?
We have Raw Dog with 3 and Taylor with 0.
No, I thought he got 1. No. Oh, no, we both got one incorrect. Mm-hmm. So it's 3-0. Mm-hmm. How many questions left?
3. Okay. So you can tie it
up. I'll make you what do they call like in FanDuel and gambling, like live
double
bets?
Double or nothing?
I'll give you some live bets where I'll give you your chance back. If you
you're so kind.
You still got a chance to
you're
tie.
So kind.
Okay, next book. Little Monkey's Big Peeing Circus. An exception. Big peeing circus.
Peeing.
Peeing.
Okay.
Like urinating.
Big monkey, big peeing circus.
An exceptionally talented peer, Little Monkey, opens a peeing circus so he can show off his talents. Mimi wants to perform in it too, but can Mimi pee without a pee-pee?
First of all, you say peeing with one syllable.
Peeing.
No, you said peeing.
Ping.
Like the golf. Yeah. We're not sponsored by Ping Golf here.
She's sneaking in sponsors on the side.
All right. So monkey's peeing with no pee-pee.
Yep. Can Mimi pee without a pee-pee?
But why doesn't he have a pee-pee?
Because Mimi's a girl.
Well, she's got a wound.
No.
She can pee?
We need to put a kibosh on this real quick, guys.
It's just one episode.
I'm saying it's a real book.
And what about you, Tatanka?
I think it's not a real book.
Tatanka is really bad at this because this is a real book.
I think you have to have a kid or be bringing a kid into this world to be good at this shit. This is bullshit.
Okay, I'm confident you're going to get this next one right, okay? It is called My Parents Open Carry.
Taylor. If it was... I don't even know if I should ask this. I'm going to ask it anyway. You and a chimpanzee, girl chimpanzee, on an island. You two are the only left in the world.
Okay.
And you're, I don't know, you're in the Midwest.
In an island in the Midwest? No,
did I say an island?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're, yeah, Blarney Island.
What was your score on the ACT? A 4?
Would you fuck the female chimp to keep... the human race alive.
What? So we're going to how is
the human race alive?
It'd be a hybrid. Haven't you ever seen Splice? Or what's the we
Splice.
Always
Splice? Oh God! Don't even bring that movie up. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Why not? Right.
I wouldn't. I would fuck it if I didn't need to keep the human race alive.
You know, watching the Discovery Channel so much. The only thing is, why do all chimps and monkeys, they have like the swoop tits? They have like the 60, 70-year-old boobs.
I never evaluated
I've never noticed
Have
that.
You ever seen a chimp with nice perky tits?
I've never looked.
Yeah, so Amber agrees. She never has.
I don't know. You ever seen an elephant cock?
No. Actually, huge. I haven't.
Enormous. So my buddy's in Thailand or Vietnam or one of those places right now. And
they all mesh together.
Yeah. One of those places filled with ancient horns. And the fucking elephants, he was telling me, that they have the biggest cocks he's ever seen. And I told him that PETA would enjoy it if he brought one of those giant cocks back and posted it on his wall.
We should mount one in our studio. But not, it's not, the biggest penis in the world is the blue whale.
Is that
or
right?
The sperm whale. It's either blue whale or the sperm whale.
He's looking at me like I know. I don't know.
I know you know.
All right, continue.
Yeah.
Where were we? Okay. The next book is called My Parents Open Carry. Come join 13-year-old Brenda Strong along with her mom, Bea, and her dad, Richard, as they spend a typical Saturday running errands and having fun together. What's not so typical is that Brianna's parents lawfully open carry handguns for self-defense.
Dick and Bea in the title. I'm not going to make you read the description. What's the title?
My Parents Open Carry.
My Parents Open Carry. So, what do you want? You go first this time, Dick.
Oh, great.
Dick and B. That could be his new nickname.
I'm going to go, it is a real story.
I don't know. Open carry is very, it's recent. Mm-hmm. Like within the last couple of years. I don't know exactly. What's the score? 4-1? 4-0? Yep. 4-0. It's 4-0.
You don't need this score to make your pick.
4-0. 4-0. 4-0. Skunked. I'm going to say not a book.
It is a real book. Oh, congrats.
Thank God. I'm better than the 08 Lions.
So 4-1 mm-hmm. with only two questions.
With only one question left.
All right. So I got to make some prop bets here to get them back in the game. All right. So we're playing for drinks here. I'm not going to let you win, but if you get this question, last question right over me, I'll do a Four Horsemen shot where it lines up the what? Johnny Walker, Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, and I think Crown Royal. And I'll just rip it right in front of your face.
Okay. That's a good deal.
All right. Because okay. He won't get it.
Okay, last one. Bethany doesn't want a baby brother.
Bethany, what an old name.
Yeah, Bethany is an old chick's name.
I bet she fucks good, though.
Bethany's like 7 in the story. So.
Well, you didn't say that yet. I thought Bethany was the mom.
Bethany doesn't want a baby brother. Like
I didn't hear the title.
Have fun in the cafeteria with Yogi. Yeah. The fucking prison.
Because Bethany sounds like an old name. That's what I was getting at.
Okay, well, I'm not going to judge you. Okay, so Bethany isn't very excited when her parents bring her baby brother home from the hospital. So Bethany tries to hide her brother around the house so her parents will forget about him. Unfortunately for Bethany, her parents don't forget, but along the way, she may find some reasons to like him after all.
This sounds like a boring story.
Yeah, boring. Terrible. But I got to get it right.
She's going to grow up. She's going to be a fucking stripper. She's going to do porn. She just doesn't sound like she's stable.
Yeah, because Raw Dog tried to rape her when she was 7.
If she can't handle a brother coming into the world, get over yourself, Bethany. It's not all about you, sister.
All right, so is it real or fake?
What's the title?
No.
I'm not repeating it. Just guess.
Guess.
Bethany hides little brother. Is that what it's called?
That was not it.
Guess based on that, though, you fucking
No,
idiot.
I need to hear it.
Bethany doesn't want a baby brother.
You go first.
No, I just went first.
I think it's a real book.
Not a real book.
It is not a real book.
Oh, you fuck.
I still won, though. All right,
I'll buy
you.
Your fucking
It was
shot.
A seven-game series. I won 4-2.
I kind of feel like you snuck that prop in because you wanted to that shot. Now I am ending up paying for his awful shots.
You're like a Lance Stevenson. You're trying to like blow in my ear.
You're like
I'm
fucking
like
Lance Armstrong,
I'm
a goddamn cheater.
I'm LeBron.
You peeked at her cheat.
I didn't peek.
You peeked.
She put, like in fucking third grade, she puts the folders up so I can't see her sheet.
I don't even have true or false like next to it. I have like a number code just so you couldn't peek.
A number code.
You think Amber over here would let us, like if we all went, like we were in like fifth grade together, do you think she'd give us some answers to a test?
No, but I think Wound would.
No, I would not give you any answers.
You
to
wouldn't
test.
Give me one Scantron multiple choice answer if I asked.
No.
If we were in fifth
what
grade
the?
Together.
Are you kidding me?
That's
do
bullshit,
your own
Amber.
Work.
You don't let people cheat off you?
No.
Oh, my God. That's killed bullshit. A couple of those girls in high school.
No,
terrible.
I went to UW-Madison, and one of the football players, which obviously football was like a huge thing there, he said that he wanted to cheat off my stuff for it was like biology or something, and I wouldn't let him.
It was Bethany's brother.
What the fuck?
All right. Now I want to fucking roast you guys because a sensible nation. Sensible nation? Yeah. Sensible nation.
He's guys. He just needs a break.
Would you just call me a hatchet wound? Sensible nation. I'm going to make Tatanka and Amber eat some baby food, but here's the kicker. They don't know what it is, and we're going to go through 8 different types of baby food, and they're going to have to try to guess what is in it. And this baby food has multiple ingredients in each one, and if they guess one ingredient, it's a point. So every time they get something right, it's 1 point. And I want to leave it up to you two. You guys do a little friendly wager. Whoever wins, what you guys make a bet right now.
All right. How about if you lose, you have to post on our Instagram hashtag Sensible Nation on your bump.
I'll do that.
I was gonna say Instagram
belly.
Live the live birth, but I don't think she'd go for that.
Yeah,
one.
Probably not.
We're okay. Still working on that.
If you lose, then you have to take a picture in a pair of Depends
on our Instagram.
Amber.
Yeah.
All right, and you're on.
Does he have to shit his pants, too?
that's up to you. Right.
Yeah, that is up to you. If you feel more comfortable and soiled, Depends, then do it.
All right, so how do we do this?
All right, so we're going to start right now. This is, just so you guys know, I used these spoons when I was a baby. And I don't think my mom ever washed them. So, Amber, look at how unsensible is that. I hand you the spoon with my thumb on the actual spoon.
Pardon the noise. Mm-hmm. We're reshuffling a little around here, trying to get it set up for this game. We've got 8
of these little
jars. Yeah, I'm going to
move over here next to Taylor.
And they're labeled 1 through 8.
I didn't know
they
make. I mean, I have a kid, but I didn't know they make some of these baby foods. So.
You know, how did I get fucked in both games that we've had to eat things? You know, in one of our earlier episodes, our Halloween special of 2017, we played in the Trick or Troll episode.
You can't
guess
this.
What's in the box, and you and I had to fuck.
I physically can't eat.
Oh,
this.
I guess we didn't eat.
I would throw up, and I don't know if you guys want
this
that.
One. Looks like the
just
most disgusting.
Try
one
to
me.
Not.
Well,
you
those
can't
look similar.
Smell these. All right, so we're on option or not option, but jar number 1. They're both gonna take a scoop. What's up, Sensible Nation? It's just me, your host, Raw Dog, telling you what Taylor and Amber are eating, so you know as they're eating it. Jar number 1, beef and gravy.
Okay, it's disgusting looking, so let's like,
it's,
I'm gonna
it's
mix
fucking,
it.
If I look through the glass, it's pink, and if I look on the top, it's
tan.
Like a mustard, honey mustard color.
You guys eat tuna,
here,
so
gonna,
fuck you.
It smells like tuna.
It's not tuna.
It really smells like tuna.
It's not a tuna.
Ew, I'm mixing it.
Oh, dude, I might throw up. I almost threw up when I lost the Trick or Troll game and had to eat
I will
that
say,
shit.
I didn't even tell you guys. I have to give you this. There's 2 ingredients. One is a main ingredient. One is like considered it like a side.
And we eat them at the same time or go one at a time?
No,
let's
eat
do it
at the
same
time. I'm going to throw up looking
like
at
tuna.
It. I'm seriously going to throw up.
But I like tuna, so.
Okay. Cheers.
Oh, God. Honestly, it's making me dry heave.
Dude, this is disgusting. Why did I?
So you have two guesses. I will give you, if you guys get the side, I'll give you 2 points as a bonus. There's one main ingredient and like a side ingredient. If you get the side, I'll give you 2 points.
You go first.
I'm going to go, even though you just said it wasn't tuna, I'm still guessing tuna and carrots.
Okay.
I'm going to go tuna. Wait, he said tuna was not in it?
Yeah, that's what he said, but I'm not. Why would he say that?
Okay, so
know.
I'm going to go salmon.
Oh.
And carrots.
No, I think it is salmon. Ellie, you said that, okay.
All right. 0 points awarded to the both of
you. Oh, what?
It's beef and gravy, you fucks.
But if it was tuna, it wouldn't really be that bad because it tastes like tuna.
You guys want to finish up?
That's some bad beef and gravy.
You guys want to finish up the jar? Or?
No, thanks.
No.
All
right.
I was honestly gagging. That was, if hopefully that's the worst one.
No, look at all of these. All look the same as that one.
All right. On to number two. This one is just one ingredient.
Okay. This one looks kind of good.
Jar number two, pears. One ingredient.
Good? Yeah. I don't know about good.
Amber's quietly scooped the substance.
Cheers.
It's okay. Going up to her mouth. She made a good
applesauce.
Yeah, applesauce. Or, wait.
And now.
A hint of cinnamon.
She's going in for birdie.
Because he said applesauce, I will say pears, even though I kind of think it's
Amber
applesauce.
Amber says pears?
Yeah.
And what's Taylor's?
Applesauce.
Applesauce. Amber lining up the putt. And she makes it with the pears!
Nice!
Pears? Who eats crushed pears?
And the score?
What kind of loser feeds their kids crushed pears?
It's not
pears?
Crushed. It's like minced or whatever.
Yeah. It's not bad. It is pretty good.
All right. So the score?
Oh, I hope everything tastes. That was much better.
Amber, this could be a day where he loses both challenges.
So that would be devastating.
The score is 1-0, Amber.
Right, you didn't dip your balls in any of these, did you?
One of these is Jackson's throw up.
I'm listening for the seal pop on everyone.
All right. A nice number three. And here we go with our first combo. There's three ingredients.
Three.
So there's a total possible point challenge or point possibility of three.
You didn't make any of these, correct?
No, you heard the pop.
Jar number three, spinach, zucchini, and peas.
Oh, this one smells. Can you smell it?
Yeah.
There's three ingredients here. The color's green.
Yeah, it's green.
This one's very like
it
green.
It looks grainy.
Like a dark diarrhea green.
Oh, it really smells.
Cheers.
It smells like shit.
No! Oh, God! Oh, God!
This is gross.
Thank God I have a fucking beer to wash that down.
Three.
Oh, that is disgusting. What is that? Sewage?
Oh.
You shit in that one.
It's got Fermunda.
It's
Fermunda.
Yeah, it's still, the aftertaste is brutal.
Okay. Oh. You're just,
it's so bad.
You'll get
bad.
A point. Come on. Okay. Let's hear it.
Who would eat that?
I'm going to go with.
There's a lot of things I wonder what people eat physically.
I'm going to go with kale, spinach, and apples.
Okay.
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
Amber goes with
kale, spinach, and apples.
Kale, spinach, it's apples. Like, okay.
Oh, I can still taste
God.
It.
What's Tatonka?
Fuck, that is gross. I'm going to go spinach, zucchini, and peas?
All right, let's give it up for Tatonka because you got it all correct.
Seriously?
Are you serious?
That's a combo, a three.
I could taste the zucchini.
Banger.
Wait, what was it?
The zucchini
it?
I could taste.
Spinach, zucchini, peas. So you got one,
wow.
Amber, and Taylor got three, which brings it to.
That's impressive.
That really is impressive.
3-2.
It tastes like sewage.
Three to Tatonka, and 3-Fist.
That was.
Wait, how do I have three?
Disgusting.
Or 2-Fist. Sorry. 3-2.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Brings us to jar number four.
Oh, that was so bad.
Has two ingredients. This one, I honestly don't want to smell.
Oh, great.
Oh, no.
Jar number four, ham and gravy.
I'm going to be like Mike the copywriter.
Should we nix this one? Oh. Should have got us a mixing.
So this one looks like a worse version of number one. It's got like more of that mustard tint on top with some
I think he's going to throw up.
Honestly, that smells so disgusting.
Okay, we're just going to go with the most little part.
Just the tip. Put the tip in. God.
You ready?
Well, it makes me...
I just smelled.
Ready? You're not even fucking eating. And you're gagging.
It smells so How do you think disgusting. We
feel, you fuck? I don't even smell this one that much. Okay, ready? Let's go.
Cheers. Oh! What is that?
I'm not bothered by this one as much.
You sick fuck.
The vegetables is what got me.
Vegetable!
All right, I'm going... I'll go
Wait,
first
how many
on this
was
one.
This?
One main one, one side.
Tuna and celery.
Okay.
I'm going with turkey and gravy. That wasn't the first one, right?
No,
it was
it wasn't.
Beef. I think this is turkey and gravy.
All right.
Oh, it gives me the chills.
Amber got 1 point for gravy. It was ham and gravy.
Oh, ham? Ew, who even pairs ham with gravy? Oh,
ham God. And gravy. Total score, 3-3, guys. This is going to, I think it's going to come
Don't
down.
Don't feed
this
your
is so,
fucking
I'm
baby
not.
That
After
shit.
This, I am not feeding her baby food. This is so gross.
Maybe the like maybe tuna. The pears. That
yeah,
was
the pears
good.
Was fine.
On to number five, and this one has three ingredients.
Oh God, Ooh. The three are killer.
What do you mean? You got
this
it
looks
right.
like a yeah, milder, yeah. like a medium spicy fucking okay. salsa.
We got three ingredients here.
This one has a nice color. It's like a bright orange.
Jar number five: carrots, corn, and pumpkin.
Ooh.
Come on.
Wait, how many ingredients?
Three.
It's disgusting.
It's orange.
Three.
It's an orange tint.
Okay.
So I'll go first on this one. That one wasn't that bad, right?
Yeah, it wasn't too
bad. It had
a
very distinct mm-hmm. taste, and I think I'm going to go... You said three, right? So I'm going to go... It's definitely sweet potato. I tasted that. And I'm going to go carrots. I don't know what the third one is. What else is fucking orange?
So you're going sweet potato, carrot.
Sweet potato for sure. Carrots, I'm pretty sure. And then I'm trying to think of something else that's orange.
Well,
like
think
a fall.
Faster.
Tell me to do what you're
It doesn't
your
taste
one.
Like a pumpkin, but that's the only orange thing I can think of. Or an orange, but I don't. Either. I didn't taste anything... I'm going to go pumpkin, I guess.
So what's your final guess?
I guess pumpkin, carrot. Sweet potato, and carrot.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to guess exactly the same as him, but mine is pumpkin, sweet potato, and carrot also.
So you guys have the same?
Yeah, the same guess.
It's either, yeah.
Well, you guys got 2 out of 3.
Okay.
Carrot, pumpkin, which were the correct answers. The one you didn't get is corn.
Corn. I would
no
have
sweet
never
potato?
Guessed corn.
No sweet potato.
Really?
Oh, I really tasted
yeah,
sweet
me too.
Potato.
You know, speaking of corn, why doesn't it digest? When you take a big old shit after you eat corn, why do you see it in your turd?
I did a project about this in like 8th grade.
She would.
But I don't remember what it was. It's like some type of, like the shell around the corn has some type of thing that your body doesn't have the protein to break it down.
Sensible Nation, we have a 5-5 tie. And we go on. And there's only 3 jars left.
Ooh,
number six.
I wish there wasn't
number
three
six.
Jars left.
I know. Could you have done like 4 or 5?
Hey,
eight's a
I asked I her at work and she said 15 to 20.
No, I didn't.
This one main ingredient, one side ingredient.
Oh, I hate when it has the
Oh,
milk
God.
On
that
top.
One has like fat oh at the top.
He's going to.
Dude, you got to mix that.
Ryan is always going
to
throw
out. You're supposed to mix them.
Well,
yeah, I have been kind of
mixing
them.
A little bit, but that one has to be mixed.
That looks so
There was a layer
disgusting.
Of fucking fat on
But then
top.
I get like the part where it has still a little bit of the layer.
Oh, God, this one's going to be horrible.
It's so hard because
Honestly,
they all
guys,
look the same.
I wouldn't be able to do this game.
All right, cheers.
No way.
Cheers.
Jar number six, chicken and gravy.
I don't like that one. I don't like that one at all.
See, the ones that look exactly like this don't bother me as much.
Oh, no, my beer is out. My chaser.
Okay, I'm going to go because this tastes so similar to the ham and gravy. I'm going turkey and gravy. Turkey and gravy. Come okay. on.
Turkey and gravy.
You guys got the gravy part right. It's oh, chicken.
Damn it.
Okay, well, chicken and turkey taste like the same.
Shit. All right, 6-6 with only two jars to go. Jar number 7. There is two main ingredients in jar number 7. Jar number 7, apple and pumpkin.
This one's okay. This one's very like orange as
yeah,
well.
It's not as bright orange.
Good observation, Captain Stubing.
It smells really good.
Yeah, I can take that smell.
No cheating. That one's not bad.
I actually need I a little more. On. Of
no,
this
you
one.
Can't cheat. Are you saying one bite, right?
No, take another bite.
One bite.
If she wants another taste, she has to just put her tongue in the jar right now. If she wants another taste.
Okay.
Deal by me.
I'd put it on my toast.
Okay. I still can't okay. quite figure out what it is.
Two main ingredients.
You go first. Oh, or I went. Yeah. You went first last time, right? So.
Two main ingredients.
I'm going to go.
Are you going to go?
I'm going to go apples and cinnamon.
Okay.
I'm going to go. Oh.
This is a turning point here.
No, because I don't want to do the same thing that he guessed.
Could be a strategy.
But it is apples and cinnamon. Like, there's nothing else to guess.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Apple and pumpkin.
And pumpkin?
Oh, the pumpkin well, snuck cinnamon, in that pumpkin, one, huh? Yeah.
Which brings us to 7.
Okay.
7.
We'll guess different.
Going into the last jar.
I thought we're... Oh, 7-7's the score. Into 7. Jar 8.
This is the last jar.
Oh, this is a big one.
So, do we want to see Amber?
Oh, he's for sure.
Do we want to bang on Amber's, you know, pregnant belly like a drum? Or do we want to see Taylor in diapers shit his pants?
There's no banging on.
I just want to bang on my drum all day.
That's not the punishment.
Did you save the worst for last?
Number 8. Jar number 8, turkey and gravy. Why does it smell like burnt
this
hair?
This one has like a crusty crust at the top.
Yeah,
one,
what the fuck? Don't put that in there.
One main ingredient and one side ingredient. Amber's digging in. She's okay. loosening it up slowly.
Did Sunny Patel have any involvement in this jar?
She's trying to fry it up. And the here making she goes. Of this she jar. Goes up. Oh, she's thinking about it. She's thinking about it. Hey, oh, she's smelling it. She's smelling it. She's ready? Laughing. She's right. laughing. Okay. And they, oh, it's in their mouth. They're savoring it. They're tasting it. Feel those taste buds.
I swear
feel
to God, them. If this isn't turkey and gravy, I'm
feel
done.
Feel them. Feel them.
All right.
Turkey and gravy.
Ooh, yeah.
You went turkey and gravy. Mm-hmm.
Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, fuck.
Mmm, that turkey.
It does taste like turkey and gravy, but I can't.
It's 7-7.
I cannot will myself to
Taylor's
have the same
got
answer
his
as
hand
you.
On his what, hip.
Is
like
there any tiebreaker
woman?
If I go turkey and gravy?
We'll figure out a tiebreaker if it happens.
Because I want to go turkey and gravy.
Yeah.
But you know what? For
is
Sensible
that savory?
Nation.
You do salmon gravy. Kind of tastes like salmon, too.
No, it's definitely fucking turkey. Come on.
But those all tasted like turkey.
I know, but they weren't.
Turkey
so this
leg,
one clearly is.
Turkey leg, turkey breast, turkey thigh.
All right. I'm going to go. This one is fish and gravy. I'm going to just be generic.
A white fish?
Sure.
All right. White fish. Hamber?
Yes.
What's your guess?
Turkey and gravy. Right.
And the winner of today's
I know
baby
you fuck.
Food challenge with a total score of 9-8. Over the other participant.
Congrats.
Goes to the newly knighted nickname of the hatchet wound, Amber. It was turkey and
I knew it
gravy.
Was, but I for fucking
still saying
nation,
no to the
cheat.
Nickname, but woohoo!
9-8 from Miss McBee.
Fucking shit.
Delicious.
And now she's going to feed this to her
unborn child.
No, I'm not gonna punish her like this.
Guys, how bad was it, honestly?
Maybe honestly,
most of them weren't that bad. Like they were kind of, they made me gag a little bit. I would never eat it. The sweet ones were fine, right?
The worst one for me was the green one. That was terrible.
Because a lot of your friends have told me you don't have a gag reflex. The fucking, he can handle inch.
Number
by inch,
three was
by
the
inch.
Green, which had the spinach and oh god, that was one was so honestly bad. It was pure.
I will say
one of the worst things I think I've tasted.
If I were to do any of these, I'm a meat eater. I wouldn't do any of the meat options.
The
because
meat ones were
disgusting.
Not that bad.
I hate vegetables, but I'd way rather take a spoonful of any of
the
ones
the
besides
green
the
one?
Meat.
Oh, the green was one bad. Was so bad.
Oh, God.
9-8. Amber right. coming up right. from the rear.
I'll get a fucking diaper. Christ.
Are you going to shit in it? Pee
no,
in
I'm not shitting
at least
in
pee
it.
In it. You got to see how it feels.
I might pee in it. All right. I might tinkle. Well, guys, it's been a really fun episode. You know, we've got Amber for us for a couple more episodes before she leaves. We hope she liked her gift and will enjoy watching Freddy Got Fingered. You can find us on Twitter at @sensible_people and on Instagram at @sensible_people.
And buy some merchandise, you cheap fucks.
No kidding. Go on our website, sensiblepeoplepodcast.com, and click on the shop button and find some fucking merch.
There's layaway options. There's financing on a t-shirt. Figure the fuck out.
And give us a review if you liked playing the baby food challenge along with us. We'd love to hear your thoughts.
All right, Sensible Nation. Peace out.
Later.